Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast, where we are live right here, right now on twitch.tv/TorahSensei1. And honestly, like, I got on, I did my whole opening routine, and you know what? I cut it short. I had to cut it short because I have something very important to say about Shield Heroes Season 2. My name is Nick, as you all know by now, and I don't normally cut the shtick. I usually, you know, keep it going, like, let people settle in, get ready. I do the whole spiel about, you know, try to address, you know, the chat into the podcast as well. But this topic is so fresh in my mind right now that I cannot not talk about it right away. And that's just the downfall of the rising of the Shield Hero. So if you don't know anything about the rising of the Shield Hero, I will give a quick synopsis, because I don't think we've ever gone over the rising of the Shield Hero. So this is season one synopsis. The four cardinal heroes are a group of ordinary men from modern day Japan summoned to the kingdom of Melromak to become its saviors. Melromak is a country plagued by the waves of catastrophe that have repeatedly ravaged the land and brought disaster to its citizens for centuries. The four heroes are respectively bestowed a sword, spear, bow, and shield to vanquish these waves. Naofumi Iwatani, an otaku, becomes cursed with the fate of being the Shield Hero. Armed with only a measly shield, Naofumi is belittled and ridiculed by his fellow heroes and the kingdom's people due to his weak offensive capabilities and lackluster personality. When the heroes are provided with resources and comrades to train with, Naofumi sets out with the only person willing to train alongside him, Malty Melromak. He is soon betrayed by her, however, and becomes falsely accused of taking advantage of her. Naofumi then becomes heavily discriminated against the hatred by the people of Melromak for something he didn't do. With a raging storm of hurt and mistrust in his heart, Naofumi begins his journey of strengthening himself and his reputation. Further along, however, the difficulty of being on his own sets in, so Naofumi buys a demi-human slave on the verge of death named Raftalia, to accompany him on his travels. As the waves approach the kingdom, Naofumi and Raftalia must fight for the survival of the kingdom and protect the people of Melromak from their ill-fated future. Now, I feel like that synopsis is a little bit too detailed. I do think that Naofumi's development comes from the hardships that he does face in the beginning of the series. Honestly, it's kind of inaccurate to a fault. But needless to say, you get the gist of what Shield Hero is about. It's another isekai anime about this otaku who gets transported to another world. He's a nice guy. He's very open and honest with everything. But the people of Melromak just hate him because he's the Shield Hero. And along the way, you find out, like, there's, you know, reasonings why people hated the Shield Hero due to past instances with the Shield Hero. So as season one goes along, me personally, I kind of fell in love with Naofumi just because I liked him as a main character. I really did. You know, you had this, like, nice guy who got accused of being a piece of shit, so he basically takes on that role of, okay, you're going to treat me like a piece of shit? Fine. I'm going to be a piece of shit. And I'm going to do everything in my power to hone this power of the shield and just get better over time. Now, the thing about him getting Raftalia, the cool thing about that is that Raftalia basically becomes his sword. So they're the combination of sword and shield duo. And then they gain a couple other friends and adversaries along the way, pushing the story along. So the really good thing I liked about Shield Hero Season 1 was the writing. A lot of the writing was like, they would mention like little tidbits in each episode, right? And then like a couple episodes later, it would be like, oh, here's that thing we mentioned two episodes ago. Oh, okay, that's cool. That, you know, you watch it and it's like, oh, okay, they literally just mentioned that a couple episodes ago. That's awesome. You know what I mean? A lot of action, a lot of funny moments, a lot of great stuff. Me personally, if you're watching on Twitch right now, you'll see I have Rising of the Shield Hero at a 10 on my anime list. I really like Shield Hero a lot. I love, you know, I love Naofumi. I love Retalia. I liked Philo a lot. I love, like, Melty was cool. The Queen was cool. I met the Queen's voice actress. She's, you know, I mean, that's kind of a little bit of bias right there. But I felt like the characters overall were very well written because there are characters that you could hate. Like, if you write, like, a really hated character, like, I feel like you're doing something right. And Multi was a fucking bitch. So we'll just stick with that. If you know, you know. The openings have hit. The endings have been very good as well. Even in this new season, I really like the opening a lot. I think it's all done by the same group. Mad Kid. Yeah, I believe Mad Kid did the opening for season 2 as well. But it's got an 8 on my anime list. And honestly, I feel like that's a fair score. I've seen some people rate season 1 as, you know, like really, really good. And it deserves a little bit better score than what it has on my anime list. And I've seen people rate it like, hey, you know, it's a good anime. But like, I think I have it like a 6 or like maybe like at a 5. Like, I think it's like an average isekai, which is fine. Like, that's like, I can understand why people would think it's a 5 or a 6. Me personally, like, an overall grade for me, like, I had it like an 8.5-ish. I just gave it a 10 because I really thoroughly enjoyed Shield Hero. And there were just moments in season 1 which had me like, holy shit, at times. And like, it just really caught me off guard. And then when they announced, well, I mean, at the end of season 1, they basically announced, like, all right, we'll be back with Shield Hero season 2. But like, nothing, you know, nothing happened. Like, times went along, and there was just no news. And then one day they were like, yo, guess what? COVID-19. That's not really what happened, but basically COVID-19 fucked with everything. And I don't think it was official, but I think that was one of the main factors or benefactors in Shield Hero season 2 getting pushed back. So Shield Hero season 2 gets pushed back to the spring of 2022 season. Ladies and gentlemen, this is another episode we're going to be doing later down the line, but the spring, I'm going to give you a heads up. This the title of the, probably the next episode we're going to do is how spring 2022 exceeded my expectations. Like, I already knew, and the anime, and honestly, to be fair, from what I've seen, the anime community knew that this season was going to be the one of the best, like, in a long time. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Not only is this, like, this might be one of the best anime seasons I've ever watched. And that's saying a lot. Now, that's not necessarily saying everything's a 10, but I'm getting enjoyment out of a lot of shows that I would unbiasedly rank like a 6 or like a 7, right? So, for example, I'm really enjoying RPG Real Estate. I really am. But in the grand scheme of things, that show is, like, not going to be for everybody. In the grand scheme of things, I think RPG Real Estate is, like, a 5-6 anime, right? But I'm enjoying it thoroughly. So, and then there's other shows where it's, like, okay, like, I could see why it's a high score, but, like, I'm just not enjoying it. But I could see why that it's a high score. Like, for example, Aharon. I'm getting off track, but Aharon, like, it's got to grow on me a little bit more. I don't find it as funny as some other people find it funny, but I could see the appeal in Aharon. So, back to Shield Hero being in this season. I think due to its season, along with what's going on, I think due to how where it's airing right now, and due to, you know, like, what is going on with this current arc in Rising of the Shield Hero, it is not doing the anime justice. I don't know if it's a writing thing or if it's just wrong time, wrong place, but season 1 has an 8.02 on my anime list, right? Season 2 right now, I'm pulling it up, it's just taking a while, is at a 7.15. And honestly, I think that's a little generous. I really do. I think that is a generous score for Rising of the Shield Hero. And I think that really it rolls over from the first season as well. But season two, like I've been watching like episode by episode by episode, and I'm like, okay, like they're like, this is different from season one. So like for the writing, for example, like they basically have inner monologue of some of these characters that are very important in the first 5 minutes of the show. And it's like, okay, they have to build on that off of that somehow. No, they just fucking don't build off of it at all. It's like, so basically we get this character named Ost, right? What's her first name? Oh, it's like Ost Homery Ost. Ost Hodai, right? We get Ost. And basically this arc is about this giant fucking turtle that has been awakened. So honestly, the story behind season two, I'm on board with it. Like I think it's like a good all right, now Fumi did what he had to do in season one. What are we gonna do season two? This spirit tortoise is woken up, you find out, by a guy from the world that Glass is from. What that guy wants, we don't know yet. Okay, so he's obviously a villain. He obviously wants something. The spirit tortoise collects souls and also wants to protect against the wave attacks. Okay, so this guy, the villain, is now using the spirit tortoise to collect souls and do something with those souls. Cool. I am on board with that story. It's interesting. It's unique. It's cool. The tortoise itself, I've seen worse CGI in my life. I really have seen worse CGI in my life. All right. But it's, where do they build off of this? So we meet this character named Ost, who is, like, they do a good job of like, okay, these are like the spirit tortoises, you know, familiars. These are all these like familiars coming out of the spirit tortoise, blah, 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 blah. But like, we have this new one named Ost, who she's like a human. She looks human and she speaks human tongue. And, you know, she's like, yo, I'm the spirit tortoise. I'm a vessel for the spirit tortoise. Like, I see what's going on. I want to stop the spirit tortoise, no matter what it takes. And it's like, okay. And she even tells like Naofumi, like, she basically tells Naofumi, like, the best way to stop the spirit tortoise is to fucking kill me. Now, like, Naofumi, I feel like in the beginning would have been like, yes, fucking kill her. But then you have Reptalia and Philo who are just like, no, we can't kill her. But the interesting thing I liked about Naofumi in this arc was that he was like, no, we're not going to kill you. Like, we're going to find the, like, we're going to save that for, like, the last possible scenario, right? So it's like, okay, things are falling into place, like, I understand shit. But the fucking approach for this is just fucking horrendous. Like, what they did in season one with the tidbits, like, oh, this happened 2 episodes later, oh shit, I remember that. It happens in the beginning of the fucking episode, right? And it's like it just does not come back to it. Like, they just don't follow up with it. It's like, okay, here's this part. So, for example, like, the spirit tortoise comes, literally fucks up this whole town, fucks up this entire town. And then the next chat, and then the next episode, it starts off with fucking, with the new character who's fucking terrible, who's one of the worst characters in this show right now, in Rishia. Rishia, I will get into her story in a second, but it pans to her and her backstory about why she's indebted to the Bow Hero. So, like, she was in the Bow... She's the one who was in the Bow Hero's party and, like, got kicked out because she's fucking weak. But yet, she wants to be with the Bow Hero because she wants to be used to him just because he saved her fucking life. Bitch! Fucking realize, he threw you out of his party. He's got people in his party beating you up. And you still have a fucking tendency to want to be with this dude and his party, even though it's clear as day he's a piece of shit, and you still want to be with him. Like, and on top of that, she wears a chicken suit for the entire fucking, we're like six episodes in, and she's wearing a she's worn the chicken suit every fucking episode. It would be cool if it was a training session and it's like, okay, I'm training, I'm wearing the chicken suit to get better. But no. She just wears the chicken suit throughout, even though multiple fucking times they say, oh, Rishia would be better just fucking reading books and giving fucking info to Naofumi. And you, as the watcher, are like, okay, so, like, when are we going to get more of this? It doesn't fucking happen. Every fucking time so far has just been, oh, my God, she's going to fucking die. And, oh, my God, I'm fucking useless. Bitch, yes, you're fucking useless. Get out. Like, I would not even mind if she was written out of this fucking story. She is the worst fucking character. It's weird. I hate Malty. I do. I fucking hate Malty. Like, Malty is a bitch. But she's a well-written character. Rishia is a fucking not well-written character, and I fucking hate her more than Malty. I hate Malty out of reasoning. I hate Rishia because she's a bad written character. And that's fucking terrible, in my opinion. I'm popping off right now. This one's gonna be rated MA, dude. For the F-bomb flying left and right. So we get Rishia, right? But then we get this cool character in Ose. It's like, okay, she's the spirit tortoise. You know, she's, you know, as head honcho of the waifus and weeaboos, Ose is a fucking waifu. She's hot. Her character design is fucking cool. And she's a fucking waifu. Simple as that. I don't give a fuck if she's the spirit of the fucking giant tortoise that's out to collect souls. She's fucking hot. They just don't do anything with her. They just don't fucking do anything with her. And it's like, okay, she's the spirit tortoise. What else is going on with her? She basically, like, again, she says, the best way to get rid of the spirit tortoise is to just fucking kill me and just, no, just don't do it. Which I'm okay with. I've said that. I am okay with it. And then we get to today's episode. I'm probably missing some shit that I wanted to talk about, right? Including, like, bad dialogue and, like, things that just, like, don't make sense at times that are just, like, going through the back of my mind. But, like, there was bad dialogue today and, like, shit that just not makes sense. So, at the end of the last episode, they reintroduce arguably my second favorite, well, outside of, like, Raftalia and the crew, my second favorite character in the show in Glass. Glass is fucking cool. First of all, number one, Glass may be the best waifu in the show. Like, I like Raftalia, don't get me wrong, but Glass is fucking hot. And you can't deny that. And the fact that she's coming from another world to kill the four cardinal heroes to protect her world, I fucking dig that. And that's kind of fucking sexy to me, but I'm just saying. So, I like Glass a lot. I really do. I think she's a cool character. So, she shows up at the end of that last episode, and I'm like, okay, This season is saved. This season is fucking saved. And then we get this new episode, and it's like, yo, like, this guy came from our world to steal the spirit tortoise. Like, we have to kill him. Like, let's team up. And Naofumi just goes, no. I'm not teaming up with somebody who I'm eventually going to have to kill eventually. And I'm like, what? Like, I kind of get that, and I kind of don't get it. Because, like, you're sharing the same values, but, like, you also have, or, like, you're sharing the same, like, goal, but, like, you also have your values as well. So, like, I'm kind of conflicted on that point. Like, I don't think it's bad, but I don't think it's good that he said that, but I'm like, okay, I'm, like, right in the middle. The dumb thing that is the follow-up from that is they go their separate ways, all right? The Glass party, oh, mind you, they're inside the spirit tortoise body right now because they have to slice the heart. They have to stab the heart. Spoiler alert. They have to stab the heart. They each go their separate ways. One party goes this way, one party goes the other. For some reason, right? For some reason, that's just not fucking explained. They're walking, and the dialogue is something along the lines of, Glass's party's got to do something, blah, blah, blah. And now Fumi literally fucking goes, my biggest question is, why was Glass wearing those clothes? Or why was she dressed like that? And Raftalia goes, I don't know. It looked like an interesting outfit. And I'm over here like, what the fuck? Like, you're trying to protect this land from being stomped out by a giant fucking turtle. Tortoise, excuse me. And your first thought when you meet this woman who's trying to fucking kill you eventually is, wow, why is she wearing those clothes? Okay. Okay. Then we get to the spirit tortoise's heart. This is big spoilers now, chat. So, or ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, so big spoilers within the next 30 seconds or so. So they cut the spirit tortoise's heart, and Os is like, oh my god, I'm fucking dying again. Eh. And like, you see something, and Os sees something, and she goes, oh my god, I understand now. But we fucking don't. The viewers fucking don't. And it's like, now all of a sudden there's this fucking crystal that's in the spirit tortoise. And the only way to get to the spirit tortoise crystal is for Os to open up a portal in the fucking spirit tortoise, and then they jump right through. So eventually, right, if you're back to listening, I still got a little bit more spoilers, so sorry. Eventually, they go down to this port, they go down to this fucking hole into this futuristic chamber. This whole time, they're inside the spirit tortoise. Walls are made of flesh. The fucking heart is made of flesh. Everything. They're in this futuristic chamber now where the bad guy is there. Of course, in, you know, traditional bad guy fashion. He's in this place. And he's like, yo, you finally fucking showed up into the deepest bowels of the spirit tortoise. But I guess, after all, the shield hero and green-haired girl over there, literally calls her green-haired girl, mind you, knew the truth about the woman with the spirit tortoise after all. And then, like, Raftalia, like, I guess it's like Exorcist, where it's like, you're just, the person's just standing there and the head like fucking like turns around. That's kind of like what Raftalia did, but like turned her whole body. She's like you hear that creak, like, what are they saying, Os? And like, I'm like, they're saying that Os is the fucking spirit tortoise, which we basically knew all the fucking long. And I'm over here like, we knew that. How is it a surprise? And that's how the episode ends. They're like, yo, she's the spirit tortoise. She's got this fucking crystal all of a sudden that makes her the fucking spirit tortoise, even though she said multiple fucking times, if you kill me, you kill the fucking spirit tortoise. Like, the writing in season two, like, and it's weird. Like, again, I don't know if it's the direction or, like, from what I've read, like, this is the worst arc in the manga and light novel, from what I've heard from my boy Fire in the What Do You Say Anime podcast Discord. Shout out to the guys at What Do You Say Anime. That this is the worst arc in The Rising of the Shield Hero, which is a shame because I fucking love this series. But this season is literally taking the taste out of my mouth. You have such an awesome character. Honestly, Os is a fucking awesome character. She had so much potential, and they fucking ruined her. They did. And, mind you, I don't even bring the fact that they introduced other characters, like the fucking knight that, like, I don't remember at all. The old fucking lady that's apparently training Rishia, and Rishia herself, who showed up for, like, 2 episodes at the end of season one. Like, if you're going to have all these characters, right? Like, give us like a little recap at the like what happened at the end of season one, right? Like with like with Love is War, like you kind of don't need that, right? Because you know what you're getting into. These are all new. These are brand new fucking characters that you're introducing, and I'm over here like, who the fuck is that? Who the fuck is that? Then, like, they introduce these generals that are in the army, and like, the what? Like, they're all out for like pride and shit like that to like kill the spirit tortoise. So, like, spoiler alert: one of them fucking dies while trying to kill the spirit tortoise, and they're just like, and like. They make it seem like it's a big deal, and it's not a big deal. Like, I just don't like it. It makes me upset that the quality of the show like literally fucking dropped so much. Like, I still love Naofumi. Like, I still love the concept of the Shield Hero, and then and him like trying to stop the waves and like. Glass intervening and like the other three heroes being pieces of shit. Like this bad dude, like this villain's like I had to laugh because he's like, oh, so like the bad dude's like, you don't even want to know what I did with the three, or like you don't even want to know about the three other heroes. And now Fumi goes, tell me about the other heroes. And the dude goes, why should I tell you about the other heroes? And I'm like, you can, like, I love Naofumi, I really do. But he literally, like, episodes ago, asked Philo to ask the fucking, like, the chicken queen, Philorita, I think her name was, to find out if the other three heroes are safe. You could have literally fucking done that again. And now I'm over here like, why the fuck is this dialogue happening? This is fucking terrible. This is terrible. People are giving this show like twos and threes and shit, and I'm like, that's not fair. But like, as the show has gone along, and as it's continued along, and where I'm at now, this is bad, dude. This is so bad. In terms of going from good to bad, I've never seen a quality from a season one to a season two drop so fucking hard. I honestly haven't. Like. You have shows that go up in stature, right? And then you have shows that, like, season two, like, might go down a bit, but not this drastically. Not this drastically. As of right now, I can't give Rising of the Shield Hero season two more than a 5 on my anime list. I can't. And that's just because I love Naofumi so much. That's my love for Naofumi stopping me from taking this below a 5 on Mal. Honestly, like... I might if it gets worse, like I'm gonna skip 4 and go right to 3, because and like, it pains me because I really do enjoy the series. I really enjoy season 1, and like I said, like I look like Os is a waifu, like simple as that. And Glass is fucking cool. I really like Glass a lot, but until they do something like with the two squads, like my dream is to like see the two squads fight each other and then eventually like team up and like fight this fucking either this bad guy or like the waves as a whole, just because I like them so much. And like even the bad guy in this one just looks at Naofumi and goes, like they're making it seem like this guy's isekai'd as well. Just by the way he's talking, and he's like, yo, you got yourself a nice little harem there, too. And over here, like, of course, because that's, even though that's not the point of the fucking show, that's the isekai fucking aspect. That anybody isekai's got a fucking harem. Oh, God. I've worked myself into a fucking headache now. And how fucking upset season 2 has made me. Honestly. Like, can season 2 be saved? Possibly. I need a little bit of old Naofumi back. Or like for now, like here's what I really want. Here's what I really want. I love Ost. I really fucking do. But what I really want is the Spirit Tortoise thing to be fucking solved, right? Naofumi has this thing, if you don't know, about absorbing shit through his shield to make his shield stronger. I think it would be fucking cool if he absorbed Ost and Ost became part of the shield. And, like, he technically absorbs the Spirit Tortoise that way. I think that would be fucking awesome. Having her join his party, like, of course I'd be all up in that because, you know, Ost, like I said, again, top tier waifu. But I think it'd be fucking cool if she got absorbed into the shield. That might boost the score for me if that did happen. But the writing is fucking terrible. Rishia is just a fucking terrible written character. The other three heroes are still fucking trash. And then even the queen, like, I love the queen, but, like, she's making herself more main than she should be. Like, she's supposed to be a supporting character, and, like, things are making it seem like she's, like, a main character at times. And I'm like, yo, you need to know your place. Alright. Oh, my God. I've worked myself into a tibby. The opening and ending are the opening's great. The ending's okay. But I can't get into more of it. I have it at, like, a 5 right now. Alright? I do. And that's all I'll say. But, like, this is literally, and it, like, I got done watching it, right? I went on to that, and then I went on to watching Birdie Wang, right? And it was like night and day, dude. So, like, I was like, God, you know what? I have to talk about Shield Hero. Like, I have to fucking talk about Shield Hero for a couple of reasons. One, because I've been slacking in my episodes lately. I really have. It's been a while since I posted some. And number two, like, I'm just so disappointed by Shield Hero. Like, in a season that I knew was going to be strong, right? I thought it was going to be a top 5 anime this season. I really did. It's probably not even top 15, in all honesty. For me, it's probably not even a top 15 anime this season. I could go down the list of shows that are airing right now. Actually, you know what? Let's fucking do it. All right. We want to talk about shows that are airing right now that are better. I used to just sit and wait every Wednesday, right? Because I would have off Wednesdays, right? I would have off from work on Wednesday. I would sit and wait and watch and, like, be like, okay, new episode of Shield Hero. I'm hyped, right? I would sit and wait for the new episode of Shield Hero. And now I'm, like, not even excited anymore because there's 4 better shows on Wednesdays than there is Shield Hero, right? But let's go down the list of shows that are better than Shield Hero season 2 right now. Spy Family, obviously. Kaguya, better. Your boy Kongming, easy. Komi-san, easy. So that's 4 right there. Summertime Render, don't sleep on it. It's fucking good. That's 5. Honestly, is it better than Day Day Live? Day Day Live slightly better. Day Day Live slightly better. A Couple of Cuckoos, that's 6. Riki Guy, I'll say 7. Even though it's not that higher. Daemon, way better than it. Love After World Conquest, way better. Aharon, hit or miss for me. Skeleton Knight, definitely better. That's 10. Heroin, better. That's 11. Otome Game, way better. That's 12. Shikamori, better. Yusha, World's Strongest Hero, better. Shachiku-san, better. Honestly, I like Healer Girl better than it too. Healer Girl is fucking good, y'all. Like, if you like musicals, like, Healer Girl is up your alley. We're gonna do I actually have it written down. We're gonna do an episode featuring Healer Girl soon as well. But like I said, there are shows this season. There, like, Tata no Yusha, like, might not be in the top 20 for best shows this season. And that's unfortunate. So yeah, we'll score it eventually. We'll get the score at the end of season, at the end of the season episode. But yeah, I had to come on and talk about it immediately. So yeah, I wanted to thank you all for listening to this episode, this spur of the moment episode of the Waifus and Weebus podcast, where I'm live right now on twitch.tv/swordsensei1. Go over there, make a Twitch account, it's free, and hook me up with the follow. And then if you type exclamation Discord in the chat, you can join my Discord where you can know where I upload the new episodes of the podcast and when I go live on Twitch as well. On Twitch right now, I'm doing an Ironmon run, which is a Pokemon Fire Red modification where I basically only use one Pokemon to try to beat the game. And everything is randomized. So it's been pretty fun lately, pretty cool. I'm having a lot of fun with it. So make sure to follow the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast on Facebook, on Twitter, Waifus and Weeaboos. A lot of the shit I post is mainly on Twitter. I haven't really focused too much on the Facebook account recently, but I do have to get back on that. Follow me on Tumblr, NJ Otaku. Of course, Twitch, SoraSensei1. You can find me on TikTok, SoraSensei1 as well, where I do upload a bunch of anime TikToks as well. Actually been pretty popping lately, so definitely want to check that out. And then what else? Oh, and if you're looking for some cool peekers, stickers for your car, laptop, notebook, MacBook, laptop, whatever, check out sukawai.com and then use the promo code SoraSensei1 at checkout and get 5% off your entire order. A lot of these peekers are very cool. I got a big one of Komi-san that I plan on putting on my computer right here, and then I got a couple other ones that I want to put on my car as well, but I'm just waiting for it to get a little bit warmer out, and then I'm gonna wash the car and, you know, put the stickers on. So but yeah, I want to thank you all for listening to this episode of the Waifus and Weebus podcast, and like I said, I got a couple of good episodes coming up, so stay tuned for that, and we will see you soon. Bye bye.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.